Hello there. Welcome back to today's secret podcast episode. So today we're going to dive into something around manifesting your manifesting mojo. Okay, I'm going to jump right in. So the other day I just finished doing my early morning one healing breath practice and feeling wonderfully energized. I always feel energized when I've just completed my morning one healing breath practice. I feel so good. And then my phone buzzed with a message from a friend, and I'll go ahead and just call her Eileen. That's not a real name, but I want to protect her identity, so I'm calling her Eileen. So here's what she typed. I'm having the worst day. My boss is driving me crazy. My car needs repairs again. And my boyfriend just cancelled our anniversary dinner for the third time. Says he has to work late again. Eye roll. So in that moment, you know, there is that moment when you can feel your carefully cultivated high vibrational energy starting to deflate, right? I'm sure you can recognize this. I felt it at that point. It was like watching a beautiful balloon slowly deflate and sink to the ground. So I used to think I had only two options in this type of situation. Option one, completely absorb the other person's negative energy. So goodbye manifesting mojo. Or number two, avoid that person entirely. Hello, guilt, right? But here's what I've learned about navigating tricky energy dynamics, and I like to call it maintaining my vibrational hygiene. So just as we wouldn't dream of skipping on our physical hygiene, we need to daily practices to cleanse our energetic field and protect ourselves, especially when we are interacting with people who might be going through challenging times. So I have three real life examples here. So there was this time when a relative spent 30 minutes. I think it was actually more, honestly, but I'm trying not to go over that because I just want to keep it real. So I think it was more than an hour. But anyway, 30 minutes, she complained about a friend who was taking advantage of her kindness yet again, right? I've heard that story about that same friend over many years, right? So anyway, when she was doing that, I silently practiced my one healing breath while listening, and I imagined a soft pink bubble of compassion surrounding me, and that really helped. So I also practiced vibrational hygiene when my usually cheerful neighbor, she's just lovely, but on that particular day, she was stuck in a worry spiral about her kids. It happens to every one of us, right? No judgment. But I was beginning to feel pulled down by her energy. So I visualized our conversation happening through a filter of golden light that transformed heavy energy into healing energy. I love this one. And if you're wondering what happened with Eileen, what did I do there? So instead of trying to fix her situation or absorb her stress, I tuned into something wonderful about her. I thought about something that was wonderful, that is wonderful about her. She has a remarkable capacity for love and generosity. So I gently shifted our conversation and I said something like, you know what? I was just thinking about how you showed up for Marie. I'll call her Marie. She's another friend of ours. We both know her. So I said how you showed up for Marie when she was finalizing her divorce last month, bringing her dinner every Wednesday, sitting with her, letting her talk. That was amazing. That kind of compassionate presence is so rare. It's one of your superpowers. So I noticed her whole energy shift in her following text message to me. It was like she suddenly remembered who she really is beyond the day's challenges. So that totally worked as well because she started to raise her energy and I felt myself also raised, right? We are both raising each other. So sometimes all it takes is holding up a mirror to someone's true essence to help them realign with their magic. So practicing vibrational hygiene is kind of like being a lighthouse. I like to think of it as like being a lighthouse. You can shine your light and guide others without dimming your own brightness. The universe doesn't expect us to avoid negative people or situations. Instead, it invites us to practice something more powerful, maintaining our vibration while extending compassion to others. So how about you? Has someone's energy affected your manifesting practice? If you have ideas or if you want to share any of your experiences, please feel free to go to the email that I shared with you and send me a reply. You can also find me on Instagram at Shantini Raja, and you can like DM me there if you want to. Absolutely, I would love to hear from you. So that's it for today's episode of The Secret Podcast. I'll be back in your inbox and in this space very, very soon. In the meantime, here's to manifesting anything you want. Bye for now.